So I'm really excited to share with you all about my trip. I was able to go to Uganda for about 3 weeks this year. Did all of you hear about the ministry that I worked with last time I spoke here?
你们每个人都听过上次的，也讲过乌干达的事，以前的。 大家有听过举手，没听过的不用举手。Those people already know.
Okay, I'll just give a really brief, I'll just tell you really briefly about the work we do, and then I'll show you my pictures from this last trip.
他会简介一下这个他要去的这个传教的这个宣教的这工作。
So I work with a ministry called Yesu as Ebola Ministries.
Okay, 所以他跟耶稣
Yesu as Ebola Ministries. It means Jesus is able.
So Yesu Ebola Ministry,
as Ebola, yeah.
Yeah, 这个宣教机构去 Uganda. Before that one, I just insert. So 你发现他们说因为 Yesu and Chinese Yesu, they are same pronunciation. So same 发音.
So the ministry works in Uganda, Africa, and we do sponsorship for kids, and we also teach them about God and try to help them in their lives. We help the extremely poor kids who live in villages.
So in Uganda, they have to raise some children, because in Uganda it's very poor, and they can help them with Jesus.
So this was started about 3 years ago. Me and a couple of friends started it. And I've been going back and forth, helping them out as much as I can since then.
So 3年以前，他和他跟他同岁数的一些朋友开始这个宣教。
So I thank you for all your prayers for this past trip, and I'm really excited to show you pictures.
So 我们也一直为Amy的这个旅行我们祷告，所以他也很高兴给我们来讲一下他这次旅行。
So I included this picture just because it's a beautiful shot of some of the African landscape. These buildings you see up there are where some soldiers live. That's okay. Their homes.
So 这张照片只是给大家想想，在非洲乌干达他们的居住的情况。上面这些房子是战士士兵居住的地方。 OK， 这是一个很普通的一张照片，就乌干达非洲怎么样住。
This is actually on the way up to the town where we work. The town where we work is a lot flatter and drier, but I thought it was a beautiful picture of Uganda.
So this
This time I was able to travel with a friend of mine named Natalie. She's on the left. And she has since seeing our ministry and seeing what we do, she's decided to join our board of directors and help with our leadership. So we're really excited to have her on board. So it was a really good trip
for us. Amy and Natalie, 这一次一起去，一起过去的。然后 Natalie 看见他们所做的工作，她也感到很兴奋，所以跟他们现在先加入他们这个宣教会。And
the lady in the middle is named Martha. And she is the mother of our Ugandan director, the lady who runs everything. And so she's the lady who donated the land where we work over there. She donated about 8 acres of her own property. So she's basically the mother of our ministry. She really helps us a lot, and she's very dear to us.
中间这一位是当地人，他叫马大，所以他把自己的8个英亩地，奉献出来。 然后他也是专门主管整个地方整个操作，所以他应该说这个宣教的支母是这个，所以他们都三个都通过。And
this lady in the middle is named Susan. She is the Ugandan director. She's the one who takes care of all the work that's happening on the ground when I'm not able to be there or when we don't have other people helping her. But she's the one who heads up everything over there. She does a lot of work.
所以苏珊也真正进行整个宣教机构这些孩子们如何来每日这些行程操作，所以他是实际来执行这个宣教。So we were
really excited to spend time with her, and she was able to show us what's been happening. You know, we know what's going on, but to really see the work she's been putting in has been really good.
所以这是他们专门去，他们知道通过网络啊、电话，他们都知道，但他们这次实地再去看一下具体情况怎么样子。
She's the one, when kids need to go to the clinic, she takes them there. We have a Saturday program where we teach the kids the Bible. She's there coordinating everything. She's making sure the kids are okay. She's monitoring them. She's helping them if they need help with school. She does many, many things.
所以首先呢，所以孩子有生病，他就送他们去医院。要是礼拜六有周六需要查经，他就确认每一个孩子都很好，然后每个样事情都是安排的井井有条，所以他是实际的一个兼顾所有事情的。
So while we were there, we were able to go visit our children who were sponsored. We put our sponsor kids in good schools, and we were able to go to those schools and visit the kids, see how they're doing, check up on them, see if they need any supplies or anything. And these are three of the boys, three of our high school students. Their names are Moses, George, and Martin. And we were really excited to see them. They were...to see them at their school. Moses just started in our program, so it was really exciting to go. And we went to many other schools as well because we have our kids in different schools as their different age groups.
So, 他们有自己的学校以外，他们也奉献也支持有些学生到别的学校里他们去读书，就相当于我们希望工程一样，他们会是。所以他们就这几个三个孩子当中，他们认养的或者他们扶持的三个孩子，那是摩西、约瑟还有马丁。但摩西是他们刚刚进到program的孩子，所以他们就去看。
And this is one of our high school girls named Dorothy. She started coming and when we first started, and we were able to help her get a sponsor. Now she's able to go to school. She wants to be a teacher someday. And it's very exciting for us, especially for me personally. I've known these kids for about 3 years now, and it's so exciting to me to be able to see what they want to do with their lives, the work they're putting into school, and just how they're really growing in the Lord and growing up in their lives.
So this is Dorothy. She's already at high school. So Amy is very excited because she's been with her for 3 years.就应该从比较年轻的小小孩，现在已经到高中，而且他也知道说他将来要当老师，所以很兴奋，知道他将来要做什么 ，the future， 所以将来要做什么。
And that's one of the big goals of our ministry is to help these kids who come from very poor families where they barely can have food, and help them gain a hopeful future so that they can go on, get good jobs, provide for their kids, and spread the gospel.
对，所以他们也是一些小的孩子，他们也是。确保他们能吃得饱，所以在那里面他们吃得饱，然后交给他们很多事情，然后找将来干这个样子。
These are some of the other younger kids in our ministry. They're just playing and having fun at our Saturday program. And I just wanted to show you that picture. I think it's
这些都比较年轻的，所以他们在礼拜六的时候专门有孩子的活动，所以这孩子就在礼拜六这个活动，他们就这张照片。
This little girl's name is Lois, and this one's name is Petua.
So Lois and Petua.
Yeah.This is one of our college students. Her name is Martha. She, when I was living over there for months at a time, she lived with me for a while she was in her last year of high school, and she became a very close friend. So this is right before we went to drop her off back at college for another semester of school.
So this name is Martha. She is a student at college. So she is driving us to go back to college.而且他们是很 close friends，
yes，
他们是很亲密的一个朋友，所以说这更大一点。
And it's always, like I said, it's always exciting to me to see our kids working hard, to develop relationships with them. When I go back, I get to see kids that I've known, since the ministry began, and to, you know, sit and talk with them and, hear what they've been going through, their struggles, their happinesses, everything. So.And Martha is someone who I really got to sit with and talk to, and it was really good.
So, so Amy 回去的时候，说回去也是感到跟当地那些孩子们就有亲密的关系。所以她回去的时候呢，可以跟他们坐下来，谈谈他们心里面所想的，跟他们也是朋友。这也是他们觉得这是很让他很兴奋的一件事情。
These are two little boys that also are going to school, and I got to spend a lot of time with them. I'm very close friends with their mother.And they actually stayed with me for the 3 weeks that I was there, and it was just a lot of fun to be with them.
所以这也是两个小男孩嘛，现在是开始上学了。所以艾米跟他们俩说也亲情待了很大时间，所以他们也是，很关系很亲密。他也三个星期跟他们一直在一起。
This was, this is in the village on our, on the ministry's property, and this is a chicken that was given to us as a gift. One of the families, of our kids got, they sometimes will give us gifts because they're really appreciative of the work that we're doing. So this was our gift, and I had fun holding it up for the camera. And Natalie was actually very scared of the chicken, so she...was not too excited about it. But, yes, it's alive. Yes.
So Amy 在那边的时候，在宣教地方的时候，那当地那些周围的人很感谢他们那些小朋友，说给他们送礼物，所以送了一个活鸡。
Yes.
What happened to the chicken?
We ate it. We ate it for dinner, and it was good. These are some of the kids playing on our property.Someone donated a parachute for them, and they were very excited. I don't think they've ever seen a parachute before. We really appreciate when people give toys and gifts to them, because a lot of these kids live in little huts in the village. They don't have time to play and be kids. So that's one of the things that we do in our program is give them toys to play with and let them have a fun time together and just play and experience God's joy in that.
所以当他们从美国去非洲的时候，他们总是带好多的小玩具带回去。那这个是个玩具，就是降落伞，还是从来没见过。因为当地的时候，非洲是他们是在小村庄里面，在他们说来说就是没有童年，就慢慢就长大了。所以说这些东西给他们带来好多乐趣。
We feed them lunch at our Saturday program. This is.Beans and something called posho, which is like a corn flour and water, and they mix it together and it becomes stiff, and then they eat it with beans. That's a staple food that they eat over there. We have about 250 kids that come to our Saturday program, and this is the beginnings of trying to get them all fed lunch.
So, this is 孩子吃的食物。他们礼拜六的时候一共有280个孩子。他们要吃那些孩子能吃得饱，就是是个很好的一个祝福。所以他们吃的食物，这个是豆子，那边是玉米面磨成粉煮的那个面糊，所以这他们的比较主食 ，staple food。
Yes。
主食。
So as you can see, there's a big stack of plates waiting to be filled. There's a big pot of beans over there. We have lots of kids, so it takes a while, but this is kind of the process. And the kids will walk up and take a plate and go eat.
You don't have a table there?
We don't have a table, no. Ugandans don't really use tables that often. A lot of kids, the time the kids even at home will just sit on the ground and eat. So it works out for us since we have so many kids. They can just sit around, eat, they'll sit in the shade. No, they eat with their hands over there, especially in the villages. In towns, they'll eat with...forks or spoons, but in the villages they'll eat with their hands.
So I will translate this. 我翻译一下，他们吃饭的时候没有桌子，没有凳子，没有勺子，没有叉子，用手坐在那个地方吃饭。So
it's fun for me because when I'm over there, I get to eat with my hands and nobody looks at me funny.
Okay, 所以对他来说很高兴，这样子他用手吃饭就没有人来用异样的眼光来看。原来这个地方大家会用异样的眼光来看。
This is one of our kids' family compounds. They have a bigger house here. It's about two rooms probably. But a lot of the kids live in houses that look like that over in the corner, grass hutch houses. And these motorcycles are what we use to transport a lot of our things into the village because the ministry doesn't have a car right now.
所以这边的房子是有孩子爸妈住的比较好的房子，大部分人家都住在这样子房子里面。然后这摩托车是他们唯一的一个交通工具，从这个村庄到另外的运输那些物资的。以前他们有车子，现在他们车子没有了，所以下面用摩托车来运输这些物资。
And this is us transporting some food to one of the families in the village.These are bags of food behind me. Sometimes, if there was no bags of food, someone else might sit behind me. A lot of times they put kids in the front. It doesn't feel safe, That's what they do over there.
Amy, you remember my younger age?
Yeah.
So 小的时候我们经常这样子哈，经常有坐自行车蹦，弹一下就弹出来。所以这就是他们怎样子运输来挤在这儿，然后靠着东西来运米。This rice or bean?
I think it's posho and beans.
Maize flour. Yes.
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 So I do a lot of praying when we really load up the motorcycles that we don't crash.
It's a little scary. 当坐在上面是这么高的中岛哥，希望不要车子不要倒下来。
This is a view of our land. These are our buildings that we have on the land right now. The one on the left is the building where we have hold our Saturday program. We'll give our Bible lessons there. And then the building right next to it on the right is our kitchen and our small office.
这是他们星期六宣教的一个地方，砖房，他们自己打的。这砖房在那边是很稀奇的。I think the building built on brick is a pretty,
yes.
pretty nice building, right, compared to the hut.
Yeah.
So 这砖房比起那些小的那个草房来说，能好很多。所以他们整个他们这些义工们就把这房子给弄起来。左边是他们 Bible study， 他们查经是右边是 kitchen， 是那个厨房。
And then the kids play all outside right there.
所以这个是他们操场 playground。
And in the future, we're hoping to put more buildings up, but this is a really good beginning for us.
将来他们应该会造更多的房子。
The other thing I was able to help get started was putting a well on our land for our ministry. This has been something that we've been trying to do from the beginning, from when we first started, and we finally were able to get it started. Go ahead.
Yes, but 猜猜这什么地方？这什么东西？井，他们在挖井，所以他们就开始在挖井。
So our kids for a couple years now have been having to.And our ministry staff have been having to walk long distances to get water to help when we cook, when the kids want to drink water, all those different things. So we're very excited about this. This is the hole. The guys were digging it by hand with a shovel and a pickaxe. And they would lower themselves down from this iron rod right here with the rope, and they'd tie themselves on and get lowered into the well.And
Natalie?
Yes, this is Natalie, and she decided to try being lowered into the well. She said it hurt her bottom because the rope, you know, she's sitting on the rope being lowered in, but she was very excited to try.
So they're digging, they're doing hand digging, because before there was no water, when they were digging, they went to a very far place to get water to drink. So now they're starting to dig.他们用尖嘴锄，然后用铲子把土挖起来，然后用绳子掉下去，然后把人给提起来。所以说 ，it's tough, it's pretty tough, but it's very deep, okay, 所以很深的井。所以 Natalie 她朋友下去想试一试。
She was much braver than me. I didn't do that.
所以他们有试 ，Natalie 下去了。
You,
Yes.
So you were afraid of the well. Was she afraid of the chicken?
Yes. Yeah, we both had things we were afraid of.
Oh, okay.
This is the finished well, which actually happened right after I left, and I just got the picture, so I wanted to show you guys.
So the 井挖好了，他们有这个水泵把水碰出来，所以他们再也不用挑水了，不用再挑水，因为水质，他们它水质要是一般喝一般是很容易拉痢疾。
水怎么出来的？
水泵给它压的。
Yeah, it's a pump. Yeah.
It's not electrical one.
It's hand pump.
So,
yeah. So here's a picture of some of our kids surrounding the well. They're very excited. And I just got the pictures yesterday, so it was really exciting to see the work that we did to get it all started while I was over there. Now it's finished, and we're really excited about it.
So, Amy 还在非洲的时候还没有完成，她回来的时候，这张照片是昨天他们刚传过来的，所以应该是昨天或前天刚挖好的
This is the first one in that area.
For our ministry, they have some other ones, but they're very spread out. Okay. Yeah.
别的地方也有井，但不在这附近，所以那井都在比较远的地方。
So do you know how long to dig a well?
I think it took about 2 weeks. Yeah. Two and a half weeks, somewhere right in there. Because it started about a week after I got there, and then they weren't quite finished when I left. So this is one of our supervisors. He does a lot of work for the kids, and he's also very excited. He's done a lot of work trying to find out different companies who can do it. He was supervising the work that was being done while we weren't there. So he's very excited about it.
So this is his work of the hard work, so he's very excited.
I think there's one more picture. Yeah, this is, it's a little blurry, but this is a picture of me and Natalie with all the kids that come to our Saturday program, or all the ones that were there that day. It was just fun to have a really big group picture of all the kids.
So this picture is everyone together. The picture is a little blurry, but this picture is a lot of people. So it's really a good blessing to the local that the kids can be fed, and also meanwhile,
yes,
has the opportunity to go to school.
Yes,
in the future.
Yes, it really helps the community. And we have about, I think, 25 kids who are sponsored right now. And all, you know, we have 250 that come to our Saturday program. So, you know, we always ask people, please pray for people to touch God's heart to come along and sponsor a child, because that's when they're able to go to school. We can't send all these kids to school without people coming alongside us and helping. So about 25 of these kids are able to go to school right now, and then the rest are waiting and praying for sponsors. So we just ask people, please pray, you know, for God to touch people's hearts. Yeah,
so they give the local 10 people a blessing, because before they can eat food. Now they can eat food. And then they start this learning work. So now they have 280 kids in this training. 280当中又有25个孩子，因为有些美国这边好多机构愿意认领这些孩子，让他们能够上更多的学校，所以他们也是继续祷告，希望能够工作能继续下去，然后有更多孩子能够有机会能上学。
So that's all the pictures I brought today. I just want to share a few with you. And I'm just really excited. Thank you again for all your prayers and support while I was gone and when I'm here. I was very excited to go, but I'm also happy to be back and see everybody and share about it. So thank you.
Okay, so 很谢谢大家。